Good morning. It is March the 29th. That means it's Tuesday and time for SEO tips on the Cook Report. Good morning to everybody. Welcome to the room. Welcome to the new faces in the chat. And let's get to it. Starting on the SEO tips Tuesday, I went to a WordPress plugin, SEO for WordPress. And one of the tips that they shared in the link that's on the show notes, and it'll be at the cookreport.podbean.com, of course. And if you're a new listener, that's where we keep the show notes link, and you can go to the WordPress-powered blog that's mobile ready and get those show notes. And they're saying in there, one of the tips they gave was to use signal words. Signal words help people to scan through your text and read it the first time quick to grasp the main idea. Remember back when you did the school newspaper and they said you had to make the paragraph say who, what, when, where, and why in the first paragraph, and then that lead paragraph would induce them to want to read the rest of the article. Well, these signal words such as surely and indeed and such forth, first of all, secondly, and finally, those kind of things. So that gives them a quick slam dunk look at your content. So take a look at that portion of the show notes and get all of the tips from that fine article from Yoast.com, and the link is in there. The second in the collection is from, we had a debate about this, and I think his name is pronounced Varundeep Singh, who is a mechanical engineer and owns a blog about SEO tips. And he's here to blog about all the stuff related to technology, to blogging, to gadgets, etc., PC tricks, and much more. It's just, it's hobby kind of, but I'll have a link in there in the show notes. His comment was he's not there to tell you what should be possible, but rather he like to let you know what you need to accomplish for enhancing your web index rankings. In other words, he's not going to give you guesses to experiment with, but he's going to tell you about things that he knows that works, so you're not wasting your time with, oh, let's throw this in the pond and see if it floats. That's one of those things I say from time to time that keeps Fraser entertained. And the third tip today comes from Mr. Kumar. And on Twitter, I got the link for his digital mid. This guy's done over 17,000 tweets. So there's got to be some good ones, right? Process of elimination. And one of the comments he makes in his link, and to read the whole thing on the Cook Report, SEO tips for Tuesday, is after all, 50% of all mobile searches are conducted in the hope of finding local results. They're searching for the local tire store, the local real estate broker, the local restaurant, and 61% of those searches result in a sale. So if you're still wondering about whether your site needs to be mobile ready or not, in fact, Kelvin and I, remember that this morning, we tested the Cook Report show notes, mobile ready. So if you're on a mobile device, it'll work for you. Finally, in the SEO tips for Tuesday, Christine Berkner, she's from Marketing News, and she wrote an article for the American Marketing Association. And the key takeaways from that article, as I turn the page, is the rules for effective SEO have seismically changed over the past few years. What you used to do 5 or 6 years ago, not so much now. Okay, you're going to have to redefine those. So she's giving you this information to leverage your content investments and make your time and effort be devoted to learning the new rules of SEO rather than maintaining the old things that you used to do, which really don't work anymore. Okay, so do the new tricks, incorporate longer articles, mobile-friendly content, and your 2016 is what I'm trying to say, content plan is going to work better for you. Now, thank goodness, it's shout-out time. And for the new people in chat, for the new people in the audience, you're listening in your car on your way to work and so forth, shout-out time means I'm done with SEO tips. Thank goodness. So we're doing the shout-out, as we always do, for Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean, headquartered in Edinburgh, Scotland. Give those guys a call, and Fraser will take care of business. He's on the job. And while you're looking up people in Scotland, Alba Digital Media, the new website for Kevin Scullion, is in the show notes, and give a shout-out for them. Thank you to Blab that makes this all possible, and they're at blabbed I am. Welcome back to the co-host, the guy next to me, who's been on a, can you imagine a 4-day weekend? You got to be spoiled. You got to be spoiled. He's not going to confess, but it's got to spoil you. And if you're listening on YouTube channel, the bit.ly link, the short link for the entire YouTube channel selection, or the playlist, I think it's called, on YouTube. And the subscribe button's up on the top right. I invite you to subscribe if you're on YouTube listening. And we're going to have some things available to you, some bonuses in the show notes, social media sizes checklist that automatically changes because it's a dynamic spreadsheet out of Google Sheets. So you download your copy, make it you're the owner of it so you can have write privileges to it. Then when, say, Twitter or Facebook or Google Plus updates their sizes and dimensions of the header and so forth, makes a change, you'll know about it straight away because it'll update that automatically. Big thanks to all the sites that give us a listen and make our audio available, like Stitcher Radio, the Blab Profile, the Podbean.com friends. And they make it available on iTunes. Like I mentioned before, we're on YouTube. And we've got the RSS feed for the Guy R. Cook Online Services blog available to you, too. All of these show note locations will have the Cook Report evaluation questions, a single yes-no question. I invite you to take a look at that. And to become a patron of our podcast funding page at podbean.com, of course, because we've got to pay them bills. So at this point, I want to thank everybody for listening, and I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.